Head coach Hugh Jackson took to the podium today and addressed the team's performance, saying, yes, while there were some positives, there were too many negatives, and ultimately not enough consistency, as this team has yet to play a full 60 minutes, and that is what they will need to do to get their first victory of the season. The next chance, of course, coming against the Buffalo Bills. And in that game, Robert Griffin III will remain the starting quarterback for the Browns. RG3, according to Coach Jackson, thought maybe he could have gotten the ball out quicker at times, and said he expects RG3 to improve a lot, so he's expecting to see that week one to week two progress. One player who was singled out by Hugh Jackson for praise was cornerback Jamar Taylor, who turned in another strong performance on Sunday. Taylor over the weekend signed an extension of 3 years, $15 million to remain a part of this Browns team. The former second round pick has come in and played very well and can be a part of this team's future going forward. And that was cemented over the weekend with a well-earned extension from Sashi Brown and the football side with Jamar Taylor. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.